Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Saving for something special? Let our savings plans bring your plans to life. Visit zurich.ie to learn more.
Now, the Exchequer returns out today, 6.1% surge in income tax, total receipts 22.6 billion there for the first quarter. Consumer spending remains robust, slight dip in corporation tax and rising government expenditure, reigniting warnings from the Fiscal Advisory Council over the pace of state spending. We're joined on the line by Jack Chambers, Minister for Public Expenditure, Infrastructure, Public Service Reform and Digitalisation. Jack Chambers, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colin.
We'll get to the Exchequer returns first, but just on those fuel prices, the protests we've seen around the country today, we're hearing from those protesters, they're not minded to move anytime soon from some of the thoroughfares. They aim to dig in till they hear of some government measure to alleviate fuel costs. What have you got to say to them?
Well, look, I know it's been and continues to be very difficult for many households, businesses and families with the big spike in prices we've seen in recent weeks. As a government and as a country, Ireland has taken significant action in the measures that we announced in recent weeks, a 250 million euro package, most of which related to excise duty being reduced on petrol, on diesel, on green diesel, and also the Nora levy, which has been reduced by Minister O'Brien, and a specific package as well as part of the diesel rebate scheme for hauliers and bus operators. We've also sought to, again, cushion the impact of this price rise for the most vulnerable, with the fuel allowance being extended for 4 weeks, and that'll help over 470,000 people across the country. But we need to be honest with people as well about the severe and significant volatility in the global economy. And there is obviously significant volatility in terms of price changes at the pump, but we're managing a point of significant economic challenge. And that's why we can't and we shouldn't react each week given a particular price change. We're okay, taking stock of what's happening in the global environment. We have made a significant intervention above and beyond what many other countries have done across Europe and elsewhere. And we need to monitor this and keep it under review over the coming period. Because we heard from the chief economist in the Department of Finance earlier, I was with him at the press conference with the Taoiseach, and we know that what's happening here will create a risk around a higher inflationary environment. It could impact on global growth and as a consequence, Irish and European growth profiles, and has an impact on global demand, all of which presents an economic challenge. So we have to be very careful and responsible in any further interventions that we make.
And the people who are out on these protest lines would be aware of the well-publicised 250 million euro package that was unveiled. But at the same time, despite that, fuel costs still rising and people talking about an existential threat to their businesses to the point that they have come out and blocked up the country's roads.
Well, look, I think that's regrettable. And I think what we're trying to do as a government is to engage with the well-established channels, whether it's the Road Haulage Association or indeed with respective stakeholders, and keeping that engagement going. Minister of Agriculture met with, for example, the Irish Farmers Association and others last week. So we will continue to engage with people who and businesses that are affected.
Okay, but
we've heard from businesses today that these are not necessarily
organised protests. Some of this is grassroots people coming out onto the streets complaining about how the cost of fuel is hitting their businesses and saying very clearly that this is a threat to their businesses. If people go to the wall, there will be a cost involved in people no longer being able to operate. Do you accept that?
I need to balance what you're after saying there with what's real and significant in terms of the global economy and what's happening. The biggest shock in decades, something that's impacting economies right across the world. And I need to be honest about ensuring that we take a responsible approach in any interventions that we make. You know, that's why as a government, we're meeting tomorrow with NORA around strategic oil reserves. And which they have a strong strategic buffer, for example, in terms of supply. But we're managing this across multiple fronts. And we've made a bigger fiscal intervention than many other European countries, notwithstanding the protests that are happening today. I'm saying we need to be careful in how we commit to further expenditure this is changing on an hourly basis.
Within Ireland's tax mix, there's a 23% VAT rate. And VAT was 8 billion euro in VAT taken in, 5.33%. So to a certain degree, as prices rise, the government is benefiting from these price rises by taking in this money. Do you accept that?
Very, very marginal. In fact, the excise reductions that we've made far outweigh any additional receipts around VAT. And I think you've taken the global VAT figure there, most of which reflects broader consumption across the economy, but shows the continued resilience and of consumption in the Irish economy that's present. And also the income tax receipts shows the strong labour market that we have, and that we're coming at this significant challenge at a point of strength. But we have to be very careful and measured in any interventions that we make.
Okay.
That's why we waited a period. That's why we waited a period of weeks, because of waiting to see what emerged from the conflict in the Middle East, and we made our intervention, and why we'll continue to assess the situation. But if this continues to become more entrenched, and we see a continued restriction and constraint on supply around the Strait of Hormuz, that has a big impact around global growth and inflation, which presents different economic challenges for every country, including Ireland. And that will involve a wider discussion on terms of the budgetary implications and the impacts, which we have to assess in the round. And that's why we're correct in the interventions that we've made, and why we have to await what happens globally as well.
All right. And you have made that point. Corporation tax down 3.1% this quarter. Any particular concerns about that?
No, so the corporation tax, the typical tax receipt months for corporation tax are in June and November, and really the focus in the Exchequer returns for the month or the quarter just gone is predominantly on income tax and VAT, and both of those are seeing strong growth. And there's always volatility depending on when a particular firm pays their corporation tax, but that usually strengthens as the year progressed. And we've seen overall expenditure moderate as well, which is obviously in line with what we're trying to do around moderating expenditure growth in the economy too.
Okay, Jack Chambers, Minister for Public Expenditure, thanks for joining us.